Day 7. Hi, look closely at the personalities that are featured in commercials. They are young, vibrant, beautiful, slim, and sexy. They exude the happiness which we yearn. Their message? If you want to be happy like I am, do as I do, eat, drink, use, buy my product. The obedient souls that we are, we rush out to the store and gorge ourselves on the goodies promoted on TV in the hope of attaining instant happiness. We have purposely omitted several derogatory remarks made by some of our clients when they look at themselves in the mirror. For people who are easily swayed, advertising can produce a feeling of frustration if they are unable to solve their weight problem. Our consumer society uses a subtle form of brainwashing and advertising to create an illusion that happiness can be bought. Unfortunately, it has created something else in the process, a social catastrophe. I'm referring to the epidemic of obesity that is sweeping the land and causing people so much unhappiness, and ironically, our society is highly critical of obese people, the victims of its own brainwashing. Have you ever seen anyone so overweight? Oh, what a sight. It's her own fault. Just look at the way she eats. Look at that overweight lady standing in the line at the ice cream parlour. She'll probably keep them in business just by herself. Is she suffering from diabetes? She only has herself to blame. He died of a heart attack, but did you see how much weight he was carrying around? He was asking for it. Look at how she's dressed. If I were that fat, I certainly wouldn't wear clothes like that. Why has society made obese people the butt of cruel jokes and biting sarcasm? They also feel pity for them. Poor soul, she looks so pathetic. He must have something wrong with his glands. It really hurts me to see her that way. All of us, regardless of whether we are fat or slim, are to blame for the obesity problem in our country. At the same time, we are also the victims. We believe we must eat to be happy, but that obese people have no right to happiness. Society is made up of individuals, and what a society believes is a reflection of what the majority believes. Each individual, therefore, plays a crucial role. Are you negative toward others and yourself? Do you always notice your faults and those of others before you notice the good qualities? Do you always find good excuses to justify your behaviour? Are you quick to blame others for your problems? As an individual, you are part of both the problem and the solution.